It's the Daily Listen. Today is May 25th. In John chapter 15, verse 4, Jesus says, "Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." Instead of remain, other translations often say abide. Abide doesn't mean passively waiting or doing nothing in particular. It doesn't mean hang out. Abiding is a very active word. It means there's a goal to be accomplished, and I am investing myself in achieving that goal. Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "Come down from that tree, for I must abide at your house." To the untrained eye, Jesus was just having lunch. But Jesus was there for a reason, the transformation of Zacchaeus' life. Jesus was on the job, and it produced a changed life for Zacchaeus. Today's Memorial Day. I'm thinking about the men and women who died defending our nation and its values. My mind readily goes to the men on Normandy Beach, for example. They were abiding, and you could hardly call it passive. Every nerve, every muscle was on alert with one goal, the liberation of Europe. Paul tells Timothy in 1 Timothy 6, verse 12, "Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called." That is abiding. And one last thought. You must choose to abide. It doesn't just happen. So make the choice today. Decide to cooperate with God in the transformation of your life. And then spend some time today investing in the transformation of someone else's life. Be gospel. Be good news for them. God bless your day.